quarter break, we took the family to Disney World. And if riding all the rides and visiting all the parks wasn't enough, Disney World had put up posters all over all the parks alerting my boys that they had to see this new film that is coming out called Moana. There was even a theater in which we were allowed to go in for free and see just enough of the movie, an extended sneak peek, so that my boys just had to see what happens in the movie. So we went to see it. Disney's new movie Moana is about the Polynesian people who lived in the Fiji Islands. It's about their tribal heritage and their mythologies. I'm not going to give away any more, but I don't expect you to see it. But there is one point in the movie where the heroine, Moana, confronts the villain. And Moana says to the villain, in this moment where she's trying to get the villain to do some self-reflection, to get the villain to stop from the evil acts, she says to the villain, "Listen to the voice deep within. You are still good." And that was the point where the villain ceased the evil acts, relented, repented, if you will, from the evil acts. Sort of reminded me of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. "There is still good in you. I can feel it." I assure you, my sermon is going someplace else. But I do want to ask this question of you this morning. I do want you to do a little self-reflection in this season of Advent where we are called to prepare, where we are called to reflect, where we are called to repent because our King is coming. In fact, we've been praying here in chapel, "Come quickly, Lord, Maranatha." My question to you this morning is, are you ready to stare Jesus in the eyes and give an account of your life? That's what I want to do this morning. Our text, Luke chapter 3, helps us to do that. It's a text about John the Baptist. You probably know the story of John the Baptist, and you probably know his most famous line, "You brood of vipers." Who did he say that to? "You brood of vipers"? I typically think of Matthew's version. It's the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the highly, overly religious hypocrites who deserve that harsh word, "You brood of vipers." I might be able to think of a few people that might qualify as these highly religious brood of vipers. Yeah, I can get behind that. But in the Gospel of Luke tells us that there were other people in the audience, not just those who could justify themselves by saying, "We have Abraham as our father," the smarty pants Pharisees and Sadducees. But Luke also tells us that there were tax collectors and soldiers in the crowd to whom John the Baptist said, "You brood of vipers." It was not just the Jewish leaders, it was all flesh who were descendants of the serpent of Eden. Luke tells us that the audience was not just those who were living in the time of the high priest Caiaphas and Annas. The audience was all those living in the Roman Empire under the emperor Tiberius. And so, if you are descended at all from anyone who was living on the earth at the time of John the Baptist, you, nice people that came to chapel this morning, are a brood of vipers, or at least you were, descended from Satan. If we take a look at your baby pictures, it's nothing but a mess of swirling snakes, spawn of Satan. Oh, John the Baptist, I don't think they're going to make a Disney movie about you anytime soon. That's John's message to us. You brood of vipers. And yet, dear people of God, you are baptized with a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. More than that, you have been baptized with Jesus' baptism and given his Holy Spirit. No longer are you an unfruitful tree ready to be chopped down and tossed into the fire. No, you've been given the Holy Spirit. You are a brood of the Spirit, reborn in your baptism. Yours, you can say with me, is the death of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Yours, you can say with me, is the resurrection of Jesus for your justification. We have the Holy Spirit. But this promise is not just for you. In Luke's gospel, we hear the typical quote from Isaiah. You know the quote from Isaiah, a voice calling in the wilderness, and the valleys will be raised up, and the mountains and the hills will be humbled or brought low. But then there's this last line that Luke alone puts out in the John the Baptist account. And all flesh will see God's salvation. This promise is not just for you. So what does this life of repentance look like? What is this life of repentance and being forgiven of our sins and bearing good fruit? What does it look like? Well, John does offer this universal call to repentance. And he tells all of us, if you have more clothes than you need, share them. If you have more food than you need, share it. But John the Baptist also offers a very particular word. You tax collectors, for you shouldn't collect more money than what you're supposed to. You soldiers, don't intimidate people and try to extort people for their money. And by the way, soldiers, be content with your paycheck. For each of us, the life of repentance looks perhaps a little bit different. We don't all have to enter the office of public ministry in order to live out a life of repentance. No, in your station in life, serve your neighbor in love. Live a life of self-sacrifice. Do good work. Students, don't turn in junk. Don't blow off classes. Faculty, staff, collaborate with one another. Serve the students that the Holy Spirit has brought here and their families in love. This is what the Holy Spirit has called us to do and enables us to do as good fruit, to bear fruit. And so, yeah, when Jesus comes, when you look him in the eye, as we pray this Advent, come quickly, Lord, Maranatha, when he comes, you will be able to say, I'm your child, no longer a brood of vipers. I, Jesus, have received your baptism for the forgiveness of sins. My life is one of repentance. You have given me your Holy Spirit. In faith, your death and your resurrection are mine. And my life is new in the Spirit. I have borne fruit where I could, served my neighbor in love in the day today. Yes, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord. Amen. We stand for prayer.
Own petitions and share them together as the body of Christ. When the time